Romans 4:18-22, keys to having strong faith. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Thank you, Father, for your love and mercy. Thank you for leading us and for speaking to us by your Spirit. We open our hearts to you today and ask that you would teach us and speak to us, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Today's sharing will be a little more devotional than usual because I believe that God included this account of how Abraham strengthened his faith to encourage our faith. Let's read the passage beginning at verse 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, so he became the father of many nations, just as he had been told, so shall your offspring be. Verse 19. Without weakening in faith, he acknowledged the weakness of his body, since he was about 100 years old, and the lifelessness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20. He did not waver through disbelief in the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God was able to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him for righteousness. We will consider two meditation questions that we gave for this passage. First, what was God's promise to Abraham? And second, how did Abraham keep believing when it was humanly impossible for the promise to be fulfilled? Abraham is called the father of our faith. Romans 4, verses 1 to 17, repeatedly emphasize that Abraham was righteous because of his faith and not because of his works. The words faith, believe, and trust are used 12 times in these verses. God promised to bless him and to make him the father of many nations, but it didn't happen instantaneously. We live in an instant world, and we want instant answers. However, faith means to believe God, even though the answer is not instant. Abraham did not allow his faith to weaken, but continued to believe God, even though he and his wife were old and past the age when they could have children. We can see several keys to having strong faith in this passage. Abraham strengthened his faith, even though what God had promised was humanly impossible. Abraham did not focus on human weakness or inability. This is the first key to having strong faith. We read in verse 19, without weakening in his faith, he acknowledged the weakness of his body, since he was about 100 years old, and the lifelessness of Sarah's womb. It is easy to focus on our own weaknesses rather than on the power of God. Abraham acknowledged his own inability to have children at the age of 99, but he focused on God and not on himself. He focused on what God had promised, not on his own weakness. The second key to having strong faith is that Abraham did not waver or doubt through unbelief. It says that Abraham did not waver through unbelief in the promise of God. It is really easy to doubt when we don't see an immediate answer to our prayers. Abraham did not waver. He did not allow doubt or negative thoughts to control him. He just continued to believe God. We often want to understand how God is going to answer our prayers and provide for our needs. However, we do not need to know how God will do it. We just need to trust him. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. Our job is to trust God, not to figure everything out. God told Abraham that his wife Sarah would have a son. And he believed it would happen because the living God had given him the promise. The third key to having strong faith is in verse 20. Abraham strengthened his faith and gave glory to God. Abraham rejoiced and praised God, even though he had not yet received the promise. Abraham praised and worshiped God before the promise was fulfilled. Think of Abraham at this time. Suppose you were to visit Abraham's tent and have a conversation with him. You come into his tent, and there's Abraham, full of joy, bubbling over. He looks happy. You hear him worshiping God, saying, "Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our son." And you ask, "What are you so happy about, Abraham?" He replies, "My wife and I are going to have a son." You ask, "Well, how old are you?" "Well," he says, "about 100. Then you ask, "Well, how many children do you have, Abraham?" He answers, "Well, this will be our first." "Well, how long have you been married?" Abraham says, "Well, about 80 years. "Well, is your wife pregnant?" Abraham answers, "Well, not yet." You might think he was crazy, but Abraham was rejoicing and praising God in faith because he believed, because God had given him the promise. We tend to praise God after we see the answer, but have a hard time rejoicing and praising God when it seems like nothing is happening. But it is not faith to rejoice after we receive the promise. Faith means to rejoice and thank God before the promise is fulfilled. I heard a great story about Pastor Chuck Smith, who started the Calvary Chapel movement, that illustrates this point very well. He was the pastor of a tiny church and worked in a supermarket to make a living. His mother-in-law died, so he and his wife had to be away from home for a couple of weeks. When they came back, he was told that he had to pay a union fee and a $50 late fee to return to work, but he had no money. He thought about quitting the ministry. The store offered him a management position. The church was not growing, and they were in debt. He was discouraged and complaining to God about all the problems. He added up all of his bills, and they came to $416, which was a lot of money back then, probably 50 years ago or more. One morning, the phone rang, and the person said, "We called to let you know we're sending you $425. You should get it tomorrow." This was the exact amount they needed. He was so happy. He began to worship God and dance with his wife and said, "Thank you, Lord, for providing. Thank you, Jesus." Then the Lord said, "Why are you so happy? How do you know that they're going to send that money?" And Chuck answered, "Well, they called me on the phone, and they promised that it's coming in the mail. They're good people. I would never doubt their word." The Lord spoke to his heart. "This morning you were discouraged and complaining. You had my promise that I would provide for your needs, yet you were not rejoicing or dancing with your wife. Now you are happy because you have the word of a man that money is coming. Whose word is greater?" If we believe that God is God and that he will do what he promised, then we will rejoice and give thanks before we see the answer to our prayers. Praise and thanksgiving are one way to activate and express our faith. Let's strengthen our faith by worshiping. Worshiping God and giving him glory before we see the answer to our prayers. The fourth key to having strong faith is to be persuaded that God can do what he promised. Verse 21 says that Abraham was fully persuaded that God was able to do what he promised. Verse 22 adds, "This is why it was credited to him as righteousness." Is God able to keep his promises? This depends on how we understand God. If we limit God to our own concept of God, then our faith will be limited to human understanding of who God is. However, if we believe in the God of the Bible, we will think differently. God created the universe. To think that anything is difficult for God means we are not recognizing God for who he is, but thinking of him only in human terms. Nothing is impossible for God. We should not put God into a box of human understanding or analysis. God can do far more than we can ask or imagine. Our faith in God is not in our own ability. Let us rejoice and praise him for his ability and his love. God will fulfill his promises and his purposes for our lives. Let's review these four keys to strengthening our faith from the life of Abraham. Do not focus on human weakness or inability. Number two, do not waver or doubt through unbelief. Number three, strengthen our faith by giving glory to God. And four, be persuaded that what God has said, he can do. Be persuaded that God can do what he promised, what I wrote. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us from the life of Abraham. Teach us how to strengthen our faith and to trust in you in all things. Thank you, Lord, that you are the Almighty God. You are our Father and will fulfill your purposes in our lives. We give you praise and glory. Amen.